Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. Getting back to Benedict XVI's words on the Feast of St. Stephen, I'd also like to mention how the Pope highlighted the plight of all those forgotten people who've been kidnapped for political or other reasons in Latin America, the Middle East, and in Africa. In particular, though, the Pope mentioned two consecrated religious living in a situation of suffering and grave difficulty at the moment, both of them belonging to the missionary contemplative movement of Charles de Foucault. And for the record, were kidnapped over a month and a half ago, together with some of their local helpers in a little village in northern Kenya. I would like Maria Teresa Oliveira and Caterina Giraudo, the Pope insisted,
Maria Teresa Oliveira e Caterina Giraudo,
to sense my solidarity and that of the entire Church. May the Lord, who by his birth gave us the gift of his love, he went on to say, touch the hearts of the kidnappers, so they may release these sisters of ours and allow them to carry on with their selfless service to the poor once more. At this point, I'd like to spare a few words in honour of the man who inspired these two women religious who've been kidnapped, Charles de Foucault, a man Pope Benedict himself put on the path to sainthood back on the 13th of November 2005 in St. Peter's Basilica, and one whose charism lives on in the hearts not just of the two kidnapped Italians, who, like him, carry out their witness in Africa, clearly later, as Charles de Foucault died in the south of the Sahara Desert back in 1916. But all these years later, his message, your vocation is to shout the gospel message from the rooftops, not in words, but with your life, still inspires many religious, and not only in Africa, but across the world. Among these, one of the little sisters of Jesus, Sister Kathy, who may not live in the Sahara Desert together with the Tuareg people, like Charles de Foucault once did, but lives, in her words, as a contemplative in today's Nazareth, the workplace. In her case, at one point, living out Foucault's charism in a factory making taps. She introduced herself to me as Little Sister. I asked her why.
Well, we call ourselves Little Sisters in the wake of Brother Charles, who called himself the Little Brother of Jesus. The reason he called himself the Little Brother of Jesus is, well, there's different reasons. I think the main one was because all his spirituality was centered on Nazareth. And he often imagined himself as being in the home of Nazareth, and his place there was as Jesus' little brother. For him, it was quite concrete.
He went from unbridled hedonism to absolute asceticism, no? Would you say that?
Yeah, I would say that sometimes the unbridled hedonism is probably a bit exaggerated. There's certainly a time in his life when he went wild, but when you look at how young people live today, it would probably be a bit like young people live today. The other thing that's very striking in his life, I think, is to have gone from a very wealthy family where all kinds of things were available to him, to have gone to live in great poverty in the desert, and to have stuck it out all by himself. All his life he hoped that people would follow him, and once there was somebody who tried, but it didn't work out. And just the endurance of the man to have kept going all his life long in what seemed like something which was quite futile. I mean, because there was no apparent fruit to anything he did.
He was a bit of an explorer, wasn't he? Tell the story right. He started off in Nazareth, there.
He was an explorer. When he was a young man, he had explored in Morocco, and he'd written this famous book in French, Reconnaissance au Maroc, which was very successful with the French Geographic Society. He got a gold medal at that time. After that, it's just when he was editing that book that he underwent his conversion. He personally expresses that he didn't have a great desire to travel anymore, and his spiritual director, seeing what the man was like, felt that the best way for him to get to meet Jesus and deepen, because Brother Charles was searching for what to do with his life. He says, as soon as I was converted, as soon as I knew God existed, I knew that I wanted to live only for him. So he searched for what to do. So his spiritual director sent him on a pilgrimage to the Holy Land. And it's really in Nazareth that he had a kind of a spiritual experience.
His spiritual experience was very much influenced by Islam, wasn't it? Which seemed to bring home to him that God really does exist.
Islam presents a God who is very great, Allah Akbar, and man can only kind of submit to that. So for Brother Charles to have gone to Nazareth, it's like meeting a completely different face of God. It's the God of the incarnation that he meets there. This God that he had kind of sensed through Islam, this God who is great. In Nazareth, he discovers this God who took the last place. Huh? God who became incarnate, who became the least of us. And that, for Brother Charles, was the light. He says, I didn't know what I had to do with my life, but I knew that I had to follow Jesus in Nazareth. Jesus' life of Nazareth. So his life after that will be a long time of searching. First, he will live for a while with the Trappists, for about 10 years. He will feel that that is not his calling. And so he will eventually go live in Nazareth. And at the end of the 3 years, he was living in a little tiny cabin in the garden of some sisters. And at the end of the 3 years, I think he was a very energetic man, you know, and to be pent up in this little cabin just praying. He was thinking up different projects, different things he can do. The other thing is that during this time in Nazareth, he had meditated the gospel a lot, and it led him to start thinking about not just me and Jesus, but me, Jesus, and other people. That dimension of other people came to him through his meditation of the gospel, and that's where he starts thinking about the people he had met earlier in Morocco. And eventually that will lead him to want to return to Morocco, which is impossible at the time, so he will go to Algeria.
It's interesting how you say that he channeled this energy he had, the spiritual energy, into something factual, into helping the Tuareg tribes, the nomad tribes. You don't see it that way?
I probably wouldn't use the word helping them. Because Brother Charles's first idea, I think, in going to Algeria is somehow to bring the gospel there. He wants to go there as a priest, and he wants to bring the gospel to the people. And at the same time, I think that his calling to be a monk, to be a contemplative, never left him. And I think that he goes there a bit more with the idea of leading a life of friendship with Jesus, whom he has discovered. The beginnings of his faith are Jesus in the Eucharist, his adoration. But slowly, I think, meditating the gospel, especially there's a passage I wanted to read, important in his life, where he writes, I think there is no saying in the gospel that made a deeper impression on me and more transformed my life than this one. Whatsoever you did to one of the least of these, you did it to me. If we remember that these are the words of uncreated truth and come from the same lips that said, this is my body, this is my blood, how compellingly we are moved to seek out Jesus and love him in the least ones, the sinners, the poor. You see, I think maybe why he goes there, why he stays among the Tuaregs, isn't so much the idea of helping them, but the idea that Jesus is present here. I would say it's almost more a contemplative need why he is there. That Jesus is present in these people because they're the least. Just the same way that Jesus is present in the Eucharist. And his life had been kind of directed by the Eucharist. And so that's why he will come and live among these people. And that's why he stays there among them. I think it's a need to be with Jesus, who is present in these people who are least, as I said. Whether he helped them, I don't know. Difficult to say. What he did do, which I can say he did to help the Tuaregs, is that the Tuareg people were undergoing radical changes because of French colonization. And their whole way of life was being changed. They were herdsmen, and they were kind of the pirates of the desert, you know, attacking caravans that were going by. And that was a bit at the center of campfires and what would, you know, that the songs that they would write, that they would sit around the campfire at night singing about these exploits they had had. Telling about them. And when France colonizes that area, that whole way of life has come to an end. you know? It changes their way of life, and as soon as their way of life changes, there are people that start living in destitution, and there are people who've no longer got anything to sing about, you know, when they get together around the campfire. And Brother Charles is present just at the very moment when this culture is changing and in a certain sense, I suppose, being destroyed. Huh? And he's very interested in them. If I said that he goes there out of a kind of a contemplative need, that these people are the least, well, when you're interested in, when you love somebody, you show an interest in them and you want to find out about them. So Brother Charles will want to find out about these people, and the main tool for getting to know a people is their language, you know. He will spend the whole time that he lives with the Tuaregs, he spends hours and hours of each day writing a dictionary, French Tuareg dictionary, studying their language. When he first went there, he had no idea how to go about this. Okay, he got a friend to help him a bit at the beginning, but he did a colossal amount of work to recognize their language. And some of the Tuareg people even said, he speaks our language better than we do. That's how much he analyzed it.
He translated their poetry. Yeah?
And he collected their poetry and their songs and things like that.
And they killed him.
It wasn't the Tuaregs that killed him, but he was killed, yeah.
But he didn't die a martyr, though.
Well, no, you couldn't say that he died a martyr. He was killed.
I said earlier that he was an explorer, no, and you said that he really wanted to bring Jesus, to be the first to bring Jesus in the tabernacle, to say Mass, to bring the Eucharist places. Mm. That's why he travelled from the Algerian-Moroccan border. He travelled south, no?
One of his friends who was in the army came and asked Brother Charles if he would be interested in coming further south to the Tuareg people. And Brother Charles immediately wanted to. He says, you know, the idea of travelling, because it was 3 months of travelling, 3 months of walking through the desert. The idea of travelling that distance really puts me off. But the idea of being the first one to bring Jesus there, that for him that was very appealing. That was something he really felt that he was called to do, and he felt it was something he could do. And for Jesus, who had given him everything, he wanted to be able to give everything back for Jesus and to take all the risks that were involved.
Well, our thanks there go to little sister Kathy for sharing with us her thoughts on little brother Charles. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, wishing you a very happy and peaceful Christmas. Thanks for listening.